It's Mother's Day this Sunday, and Fiona Barnes is helping us celebrate.
Una mañanita alegre parece que va a llover. Las aves y mariposas empezaron a esconder.
What a happy, happy morning. It looks like it may rain. The birds and butterflies have begun to hide again.
Una mañanita alegre parece que va a llover. Las aves y mariposas empezaron a esconder.
That's Los Lobos, from their delightful CD for young people called Papa's Dream. And speaking as a mother, that's the way that I'd like to wake up on Mother's Day morning, with a serenade. In many Mexican communities, the children get up early and make and serve their mother's breakfast in bed to the accompaniment of songs. Mother's Day celebrations may actually go back as far as the ancient Greek and Roman spring festivals for Rhea and Cybele, who were both mother goddess figures. There was a Mothering Day in England during Lent that was meant to be a holiday spent with one's mother. In 1872, the American poet and social activist, Julia Ward Howe, who wrote the Battle Hymn of the Republic, imagined a day honoring mothers as agents of peace in the aftermath of the Civil War. But the holiday really took hold 40 years later through the work of Anna Jarvis, who was seeking a way to pay tribute to her own, and by extension, all mothers. The idea proved to be so popular, and Miss Jarvis and her friends such tireless advocates for it, that in 1914, President Wilson declared Mother's Day a national holiday. However, by the late 1920s, Miss Jarvis was campaigning against the commercialization that had begun to take over this day of commemoration. She had something much deeper in mind, like a heartfelt song. Please excuse me while I sip my orange juice and listen.
Una mañanita alegre después de que ya llovió. Las calandas y cenzontles se alegran igual que yo.
What a happy, happy morning. The sky is clear above. The larks and mockingbirds are singing songs of love.
Una mañanita alegre después de que ya llovió.